All right, Ed Fallon with you here, and Kathy Burns joining me to talk about farmers markets. And we just had a wonderful morning at Des Moines Farmers Market, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. But it's not the only market of significance.
Well, it's
in
a big,
Iowa or
it's
around
a big
the country.
Deal. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, I forget what entity proclaimed the Des Moines Downtown Farmers Market, as it's called, the number two farmers market in the U.S. I tried to look for the placings now. The closest I could come was a group called DowntownFarmersMarket.com. Last year, identified the top 10 and the top four farmers markets, according to FarmersMarket.com, is number one, Pike Place Farmers Market in Seattle, which is fun. I've been there. Number two, historic Soulard Farmers Market in St. Louis. Three, Union Square Green Market in New York City. And four, Des Moines Downtown Farmers Market. There,
I want to be second again.
Well, I think it's interesting because these other places, I like the fact that Des Moines has just phenomenal attendance compared even to these other markets, but they're not going on the highest attendance is what makes it the best.
Yeah, and the other thing is there's loads and loads of smaller farmers markets. I mean, I assume that's the case around the country too, but all around central Iowa, you can find farmers markets on any given day of the week during the season.
And small towns are doing them.
Yeah, small
doing
towns
them too.
Yeah.
My hometown of Harlan has some farmers market activity, yeah. But the Des Moines Farmers Market, which we attended this morning, and it felt like maybe they had a very typical attendance because we could barely walk with any speed. There are about 300 vendors. They get. I had to look this up in several sources, but it seems 28,000 visitors
each day,
but it's only open one day a week. Some of the other farmers markets I just mentioned are open anywhere between 3 days a week to 7 days a week, and they don't get that many per day, but they certainly get a lot.
Right.
We did notice, and we've been noticing for a while, that the farmers markets don't always have farmer produce at them, but a lot of local artisan crafts and vendors. But they're really good things. They bring people together, and they're good for cities.
Yeah, it does take up, 10 or 12 city blocks in Des Moines. It's huge. I mean, it covers a lot of ground. But it's a good deal for the community, good deal for farmers, good deal for consumers. I used to sell at the Des Moines Farmers Market when it was a parking lot.
You're an OG farmer's
market. I am, right? This is back in 1985, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a weekly event, same time, Saturday morning, in a parking lot. Now it's like 12 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
But it only cost $75 for the whole season. And again, some of the people who were selling there with me are still there.
Oh, that's cool.
Crazy. Yeah. Like Shauki, the fellow from Lebanon. He's still there with apples and strawberries.
And his daughter with the beautiful baked goods.
Yeah. So, but right now, the part of the problem, I think, is the vendors get charged a lot. They still make money, but it's a lot of. That's a
they
big
seem
charge.
To make up for
it's
it.
A big charge.
Well, there's. I found a study published in 2021 in Sustainability Magazine that indicates that farmers markets are a huge economic engine, creating jobs, supporting small farms, acting as an incubator for broader business development. Also, that the role that these farmers markets can play in reducing food insecurity by giving people access to fresh produce. There is another part of that study, though, that says that the farmers markets that are the really booming ones, like the Des Moines Downtown Farmers Market, are in areas where there's already a strong economy. There aren't as many in smaller neighborhoods, and the smaller neighborhoods could benefit more from them because they may not have the bus access to those other markets. So
I would imagine in a smaller neighborhood, like I know there's one on the north side of Des Moines where they have it, I think, once a week this time of year, and it attracts less farmers, but they have to pay less to be there.
Mm-hmm.
They probably have less business, but it still could be a good deal.
Also, some farmers markets have become so popular that they have created a gentrification effect in some of those areas. So there's more study to be done to make sure that there's equitable access and benefit from these farmers markets. But it's a really good part of a growing important facet of city life, just highlighting local foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And more cities should be encouraged to do it.
Yep.
And also, again, keep the prices low for the vendors. that's one pet peeve of mine is that as they really take off, the prices go up. Anyway, Kathy, thank you for joining me for this conversation.
Pleasure.